The time is 1913 in soot-enshrouded Salford, where, foiled by a mysterious quirk of fate from boarding the Titanic to start a new life in the New World, the Fosdyke family return home penniless and broken-hearted. Huddled together in the late Ben Ditchley's tiny outhouse, they survey their uncertain future. The Fosdyke Saga, a story of tripe.
Oh, Joss, what are we going to do? 5 mouths to feed and not a penny in our pockets?
I don't know, Becky. I don't know.
Joss, let's go back to Griddlesbury and swallow our pride. There's no hotels to eat.
No, love, no. Just give me a bit more time.
You've been mucking about with that bit of tripe for a fortnight now, Joss. Let's eat it before it's too late and get on our way.
No, lass, no. I believe my future, all our futures, are inextricably linked with tripe. Those few months working under the tuition of our dear departed benefactor, Ben Ditchley, the late, great Lancashire tripe magnate, have convinced me that the future is tripe. Fosdyke's tripe.
Joss, when will you face the facts? You're just a wild dreamer. Tripe is tripe, a plain working man's food.
Maybe, Becky, maybe. But if I could only find a way of tickling the palates of the aristocracy.
Well, you dream your dreams, but if we can't eat that tripe, I'll have to go down to the Salvation Army. They never refuse anybody. Perhaps they'll give me a lentil to feed the kids.
What are you doing, Dad?
Leave Dad alone now, Tom. Can't you see he's experimenting?
It's all right, son. I don't know what to try next. The orange-flavoured tripe doesn't work. If only I had the money, I'm sure chocolate flavour would work.
What's that load in the corner, Dad?
Oh, another experiment that went wrong, Albert. I tried smoking it and it all went black.
Black tripe, Dad? Ugh.
All right, Tom, all right. Hello, love. Any luck?
Oh, aye. They gave me a jug of lentils and a bit of bacon fat.
I'm hungry, Mum.
Right. I'll just hang this khaki tripe up to dry and you can use the water in the pot.
All right. Lay the table, Albert. We'll eat in about half an hour. Oh, dear.
What's up, Becky? Come on, you'll feel better with a full stomach.
It's not that, love. It's just... Well, they upset me down at the Salvation Army.
Oh, dear, did they make you sing all 36 verses of All Things Bright and Beautiful before they gave you the lentils?
Of course, but it wasn't that. It's just that, well, General Booth...
Oh, showing off on the drum again, was he?
No, he wasn't, Joss. And he never will again. He died on Sunday. They're all in mourning down there. The whole town's in mourning.
I'm sorry to it. Mourning? What colour do you associate with mourning, Becky?
Why, black.
That's it. Albert?
Yes, Dad?
Load that tripe in the corner on the handcart and come with me.
OK, Dad.
I'll have 4 pennies, please.
2 tuppenny pieces, please, and 8-and-1 for the child.
Could I have a yard, please?
Hey, I was here before
yeah,
you.
I'm
please, keep your voices down and form an orderly queue. Thank you, sir.
Hello, hello. What's going on here, then? How dare you take advantage of a solemn occasion to sell...
Oh, sorry, sir. I didn't realise. I'll have 4 pennies, please, to wrap round my truncheon.
Certainly, sir.
How much?
£200, Becky.
£200? Oh, Joss, we can buy...
No, we can't, love. Jump on the handcart, lads. Becky, you push him home.
Where are you going?
To see Mr. Sparkworth at Beadle's Bank.
The man who threw us out of our home?
He was only doing his job, love.
Are you going to get the house back, Joss?
First things first, love. And the first thing is to get the Ditchley Tripe Works back into action. I've got a feeling the luck of the Fosdykes has changed at last.
Faster, Mum, faster.
£200 is ample, Mr. Fosdyke. Congratulations. Here are the keys.
Thank you, Mr. Sparkworth.
But before you go, a word of advice. Tripe is very old-fashioned. The world is moving fast these days. If I were you, Fosdyke, I'd spread my interests. Invest in Marconi radio, ships, or electric trams. Diversify, Mr. Fosdyke. Diversify.
I'm ahead of you, Mr. Sparkworth. I've already thought of that. Fosdyke International is going into red cabbage, pig's feet, and maybe even pickled onions.
I admire you, Mr. Fosdyke. You're a man of vision. I wish you luck in your enterprise. And I look forward to once more waking in the morning to the distinctive sound of Ditchley's Tripe Works in full production.
You'll not hear that, Mr. Sparkworth.
But you said...
But as of Monday, you will awaken to the sound of Fosdyke's.
Come away from that window, Joss. Your breakfast's going cold.
Oh, I can't turn myself away from the sight, sound and smell of that beautiful works.
Will you come and eat your breakfast?
Lovely. The orders are pouring in, Becky. Only a month open and the order books are full. By the end of the year, we could be at the top of the tripe tree.
I don't know about that, love. By the end of the year, we could be at war. Look here in the Salford Daily Bugle and Trumpet. Balkan peace talks fail.
Let me see. Oh, that Kaiser fella's always shouting the odds. It's a storm in a tripe pot.
But if there is one, it could ruin everything we've worked for.
Don't you know yet, Becky? Half of what you read in the papers isn't true. Here, look for yourself. Go on, read some of it out to me. I'll tell you whether it's true or not.
Oh, Joss.
Go on.
Great progress expected in aviation. Transatlantic flights predicted.
Rubbish, it'll never happen. Give us another one. Come on, love.
Joss! Joss, look at this. It's a photograph of our Victoria.
Where?
Look! A group of suffragettes pictured exercising at Salford Jail. There she is. Oh, Joss. Go and bring our daughter home. Use your influence.
Right. I'm on my way, love. What was that, Warder?
I didn't hear nothing, sir.
Oh. There it is again. You've dropped 2 golden guineas, Warder.
Have I, sir?
Yes. Yes. Here they are.
Oh, so I have. Thank you, sir. Now, who was it you wanted to see again?
My daughter, Victoria Fosdyke, one of the suffragettes.
Well, I shouldn't really do this, sir, but I don't like to see a father suffer. If you'd just step in here, sir. And step onto the treadmill. I'll get her to join you in a moment.
Oh.
Come on, come on. Get a move on you, trollop. Pray step inside, my dear. Your father is here to see you. If you'd care to join him on the treadmill. 5 minutes.
Vicky.
What are you in for?
Victoria, I'm here to take you back to the bosom of your family.
I cannot go, Father. My life is devoted to the women's suffragette movement. They helped me in my hour of need.
But...
My hour of need when I was deserted just before the birth of my child by that evil seducer, Roger Ditchley.
That filthy swine had his way with you and then left. The scoundrel. Still, come on to our improved circumstances and let us take care of you and your child.
My little Sarah.
Sarah? Oh, I thought it were a boy.
Take Sarah. I beg your father, but I cannot come. For when I am released, I must make the supreme sacrifice for the movement.
What are you talking about, Vicky?
I am to hurl myself under the King's horse when it runs in the Derby this Saturday.
The King's horse?
Yes! But... The world will discover the strength and passion of our movement through my death under the thundering hooves of Amber.
No, Vicky, no. Not Amber. I've got a 5 on him at 8-1.
I'm sorry, Father. There is no other way. Take Sarah and
I will look. But it could be an even better life if Anne came in at 8 to 1.
Time's up.
This is goodbye, Father. Think of me kindly.
Faster, Tom, faster. Time's running out. Are you sure we're on the right road?
Yes, Dad. See, Epsom, 12 miles.
If you don't get there in time to stop Victoria, your mother will never forgive us. Faster!
Dad, I'm going 15 miles an hour as it is.
Tom! Tom, over here!
Oh, no sign of her, Dad. Have you had any luck?
Well, I got second in last race, but it were very poor odds.
What about Victoria?
No trace. I've told the police, but they can't watch 100,000 people. And the race starts in 5 minutes. Poor Victoria, where are you?
Oh, what was that?
I say then, Mr. Fosdyke.
Yes? Yes, Inspector, what is it?
Are you the gentleman who's been warning us about the suffragette outrage?
Yes, but the race hasn't started yet. We can still stop it.
I'm afraid we can't, sir. It's already happened.
You mean she's thrown herself under the King's horse?
Well, sir, she's thrown herself under the King.
Is she? I mean, or did she?
It's all right, sir. She suffered slight bruising, and His Majesty has skinned his elbows.
Thank God. Can we see her?
Later, sir. First things first. I have orders to escort you directly to the royal box. This way, gentlemen. Smartly, please.
Come.
Fosdyke, Commandruster.
Thank you, Piddletrenthide. You may leave. Well, Fosdyke, you've heard of your daughter's escapade?
Oh, yes, Your Majesty.
And you realize I could have been severely injured? Fortunately, your daughter hit me with her blunt end.
Sir, I beg you. The girl intended no hurt to you. She's in a state of flux, misled by the women's suffrage movement. I pray that you are not distressed when falling to the ground with her.
Distressed, Fosdyke? Do you not realize that she and I, entwined together, rolled across some 10 feet of the royal enclosure? Mm. On your knees, sir.
Oh, sir, I beg forgiveness for all of us.
No need. You misunderstand me. I find the experience most enjoyable, and crave your daughter's attendance at the Ascot meeting. And while you're there, where's my shooting stick? Ah. Arise, Sir Josiah Fosdyke.
Sir Josiah?
For services to the crown.
In episode 4 of The Fosdyke Saga by Bill Tidy and John Junkin, you heard Stephanie Turner as Rebecca Fosdyke and Philip Lowry as Joss. Miriam Margolyes was their daughter, Victoria, and David Threlfall, their son, Tom. John Junkin was the warder, with John Westbrook as the king. Other parts were played by Christopher Barr, Douglas Blackwell, David English, and Sally Grace. The Fosdyke Saga was produced by Alan Nixon.